Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has now filed an appeal, and we are responding to their absolute lies in their brief. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, we have a whole page, Matt, on our website, lc.org/truth, that lists a lot of the hypocritical statements that the SPLC makes, and it has its hate map, where it is attacking those organizations such as Liberty Counsel that defends traditional marriage. They just don't like that. And they say we're hateful because we are representing that. And so here's another situation.
In other words, that we believe in marriage as the union of a man and
exactly.
woman. We believe that God created two genders, male and female.
Exactly. So for whatever reason, they just don't like that. So now they decide they attack us because of this one lawsuit that we have with Janet Jenkins in this custody case.
Yeah, so this was a huge victory that we won in 2025, around April 1, 2025. We got a great decision from a federal court in Vermont that ruled in our favor on every point and rejected every argument of the SPLC. So then they appealed the case. Now, the SPLC's idea, their media spin, is that Janet Jenkins and Lisa Miller were in a relationship, and Lisa Miller had a biological daughter. That's all true. And then that Lisa Miller fled the country with her biological daughter. That's true. What's not true, and this is what their media spin is that Liberty Counsel was part of a conspiracy to help Lisa Miller flee the country with her biological daughter, Isabella. We had no knowledge, no involvement whatsoever. But that's their allegation as they represent Janet Jenkins, the lesbian who brought this case against Lisa Miller and others, and then brought in Liberty Counsel. And so when we go through the discovery, it's been years in the process, and we have had to provide all kinds of emails and everything. Not a single shred of information supports the SPLC. So we spent 11,000 plus hours, had 25 depositions. I was deposed twice for basically 7 hours each, in my individual capacity, and then as my capacity representing Liberty Counsel. Not a single piece of information that helps their case. Thousands of exhibits. Liberty Counsel confronted every lie from the SPLC and Jenkins. Then, now they lose the case, as they should, because they have no basis for it, and now it's up on appeal. So they file their brief. As an attorney, you have an ethical obligation to be truthful. And you can't make up things. You cite facts in your brief, you need to cite where they are located so that the court can actually confirm it and do their own investigation. But what the SPLC did in their brief is they reverted back as though discovery and the evidence never existed. They reverted back to their basic press release, their allegations that are wild, that were not supported. Every single person that testified in the case, in the depositions, they all testified. Liberty Counsel didn't have any knowledge. Liberty Counsel didn't participate in anything. They testified who did. It had nothing to do with Liberty Counsel. There are certain people that were part of this. Liberty Counsel wasn't part of them. We had no involvement, no knowledge. Time after time, person after person, testimony after testimony, they all said the same thing.
But you know, it's interesting. I mean, it seems like the bottom line is SPLC does not like the Christian principles and values that Liberty Counsel represents and defends. So they use a situation like this to come attack. But then what you're saying is it sounds like, do they think they're going to fool a judge with their
made-up
things?
Well, you know, the thing about the SPLC is I think they think that if you say the lie long enough and often enough, then people will believe it. And so I was furious when I read their brief because they make allegations that are absolutely not supported and, in fact, absolutely contradicted by the indisputable, uncontradicted evidence that has been presented. And they pretend as though there's just no depositions, no discovery, no nothing. They just reinvent things as though it's true. And so in our opposition that we are in the process of preparing, we have to go through and meticulously rebut every one of these false, defamatory allegations in their brief. We will actually ask the court to sanction the SPLC for this kind of behavior. You just don't do this. You can have your own personal opinions and you can have your own, you know, particular side that you represent. But what you don't do is you don't lie to the court. That is a serious offense. You don't make up things that are not in the record. That's a serious violation of the ethical rules. And that's exactly what this SPLC brief has done. So we are in the process. Pray for our case because we have to go through and file our opposition brief. They will then file their reply brief. And at some point in time, the Court of Appeals in 2026 will set oral argument, and then we'll have oral argument. They have a very difficult situation ahead of them because this court order below was very thorough. The judge in this case is the same judge from the very beginning. So we haven't had multiple judges. We've had one judge who's become very, very familiar with the case. It's not like he ruled in our favor all the time. He gave the SPLC every benefit of the doubt, ruling for them, allowing them to pursue areas of discovery that probably, you know, should have been off limits, but they were able to do it because he gave them ample, ample opportunity to pursue their case. And then once they exhausted everything, and I mean really exhausted everything, then all of the evidence was before the court, and the court meticulously went through everything and issued a very strong order that rejected everything from the SPLC. For example, the SPLC issued multiple requests for production, and they would want Liberty Counsel to search for one word. One word in all of our systems that we've ever said. So one of the words they wanted to know, did we ever use the word fag, F-A-G? Have we ever used the word fag? Well, we don't use the word fag. But we were required to search our systems for the word fag. Now, our system search actually is able to search OCR, you know, PDFs and scanned in documents. Not just, you know, Word documents and so forth, but actual scanned in documents. Our system is very able to do that. But we had to go through and search from the very beginning of Liberty Counsel all of the information, and it's massive amounts of information. And we did find, by the way, the word fag mentioned once. And so we sent it to them. And then they complained because the word fag was found in a PDF that we had of the New England Primer that was in our system. We had the New England Primer scanned in, and it uses the word fag. Now, fag back then did not mean what fag means today. Now, it was more like, it had different meanings back then, but one of the meanings was like something smoking.
Right.
But it had nothing to do with it. But they're complaining, oh, well, they sent us this, and we had to read it all. We said, well, you know, you asked for fag. We don't use that word, but that's what you asked for. That's how detailed our searches had to be over and over and over again. So once we would search for one word, we had all these other words. We had multiple words we had to search for. We had to search for the word Miller. Well, we have a number of Millers, but we had to find, did we every time we mentioned Lisa Miller's name? So we had to not only pull up all the times the name Miller had appeared, but also then go review them to make sure it's regarding Lisa Miller. It was a laborious process, 11,000 hours. Pray for the case. Pray for our final victory here at the Court of Appeals. This is the Southern Poverty Law Center. Some of their employees have revolted against them, continuing to revolt against them regarding alleged sexual discrimination or racial discrimination within the workplace. There's a lot of disgruntled employees apparently that have come forth regarding this. But this particular organization is dangerous because of its false labeling. It has consequences when you falsely label people like this. People take it into their own hands and they try to literally kill those that they disagree with. And this happened because of the SPLC's labeling. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.